Thank you and good afternoon. Someone has said we must live with people to know their problems and live with God to solve them. We appreciate this opportunity of being with you today. We're glad to study the Bible and learn about the will of God. All right, let's get back to our study, and we're talking about the subject, just what is a Christian? And we've looked at some of the definitions that people give along this line. People commonly say, well, this is a Christian nation because maybe there are more believers in this country than any other country, or maybe than there are non-believers in the country. And so the term Christian is used in that way. There are people who use the term just to refer to any believer. And yet we showed yesterday from the book of James that even the devils are believers, but they surely are not Christians. So the term Christian doesn't justly apply to just any believer. Also, good moral people are made better when they become Christians. Cornelius was not a Christian, but he was a good moral man, and then became a better person when he became a child of God. Not all religious people are Christians. There are many people who worship other gods, religious indeed, but not according to the teachings of the Bible. And therefore, not all religious people are Christians. But we noted in Matthew 28, verses 18 through 20, that Jesus told his disciples, "Go into all the world, make disciples of all nations." Well, how do you make a disciple? Baptizing them into the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you, and lo, I'm with you always, even unto the end of the world. The point of the passage is that you make disciples by teaching them and baptizing them into Jesus Christ. So when you read in your New Testament about Christians, you're reading about people who were taught about Jesus, who believed what they were taught, and were baptized in obedience to Jesus' instruction. We close our program every day with this comment. Remember, it was Jesus who said, "He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved." That's not of human origin. It didn't come from some group of men getting together and deciding that. A conference did not determine that's what ought to be said. That's something that came by the authority of God, as that authority was invested in Jesus Christ, the Son of God. And so a Christian is one who hears the gospel, believes that Jesus is God's Son, and is baptized for the remission of his past sins. Therefore, the term refers to those who are followers of Christ, those who submitted their life to Christ in this way. Now, let me show you some characteristics that I believe are very obvious in the life of a Christian. First of all, a Christian is a righteous person. Now, when I say righteous, I'm sure some concept comes into your mind in regard to what we're talking about. The term righteous doesn't mean self-righteous. Sometimes people think too much of themselves, and they pride themselves in their own goodness, but that isn't what we're talking about. We're talking about a person who is living in harmony with the teaching of God's Word. Look at the book of Titus, chapter 2, 11 and 12. "The grace of God, which bringeth salvation, hath appeared unto all men, teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lusts, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world." And so God requires that Christians live a righteous life. Well, what does the term righteousness mean? Well, I look at the Roman letter, chapter 1. I read verses 16 and 17. The passage says, "I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first, and also to the Greek." Now look at verse 17. "For therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith. When I observe this passage, I observe that in the gospel, God exercises his power to bring salvation to mankind. God saves us by the gospel of Christ. Not only is that true, but in the gospel is revealed the righteousness of God. I learned about right conduct by reading the gospel of Christ. Let me look at another passage. Psalms 119 and 172 is the verse. The verse says, "The commands of the Lord are righteousness." Now, if the Lord's commands are righteousness, and I live righteously, doesn't that mean I'd live in harmony with those commands that have come from God? It just simply implies a person who's committed himself to living according to the standards that are taught in the Word of God. A Christian is one who accepts the gospel, who accepts the teachings of the New Testament as the guide for his conduct. And so he lives in harmony with God's law. That's the reason, my friends, that Bible Meditations tries to emphasize that we need to study the Bible. We need to learn not our way of righteousness, our way of conduct, but what does the Lord say in regard to a manner of living? How does the Lord want us to live? The grace of God that brings salvation teaches us how to live righteously. So when I want to know how do I live a right life before God and man, I learn that through the teachings of the Word of God. My dealings with my fellow man are very clearly outlined and very clearly seen by the principles laid down in the Bible. The Sermon on the Mount, what a great sermon on morality and right living, righteousness. That sermon teaches me I get along with my fellow man when I follow the principle in Matthew 7 and verse 12. All things whatsoever you would that men should do unto you, do ye even so unto them. For this is the law and the prophets. God wants us to treat others as we would like to be treated. Wouldn't that be a righteous person who treats other people in the right way? Now, he's become a Christian. He repented and was baptized for the remission of past sins. Now, he lives a life in harmony with the things that are taught in God's Word. He treats his fellow man in a right way. He tries to deal honestly and fairly with his fellow man. He loves his family, he loves the Lord, and he gives himself dedicated to doing the things that the Lord would have him do. So if someone were to ask me, what is a Christian? I would tell them it's a baptized believer who lives according to the teachings of God's Word, who does the things that are pointed out in the Word of God. We'll say more about this tomorrow, the Lord willing. I hope you'll be listening. Remember, in the meantime, it was Jesus who said, "He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved." We now return you to our announcer.